Good morning, LinkedIn friends, Value First Nation. Welcome to another episode of Value First AI Daily, your collaborative AI intelligence report. Happy Friday, November 21st, 2025. Thanksgiving's next week. How are we doing today, fellas?
Doing good. We're doing much better. A lot of surprises, even more little drops in the last 24 hours, but definitely, definitely missing the reaction from George. So definitely good to see you.
It's good to be here. Good to see you as well. It's funny. I woke up this morning. I was in the middle of doing my devotions, and this little drop down from my phone came in, and it said something about Nano Banano Pro, and I was like, nope, finish what you're doing. Finish what you're doing. And then all of a sudden I was like continuing, almost done with my devotions. And all of a sudden a little drop down came of my phone. It was like, ChatGPT rolls out group chats, globally. I'm like, nope, finish what you're doing. Like, just get this done and then you can move on to the rest of the day and what's happening with AI. So it's crazy out there. Chris, how the heck are you doing?
The infatuation is real for me right now. It's been a while since I've been this infatuated with anything, which can be dangerous at times. But the amount of capability, and the layers of capability that I feel like I've added in the last 2 weeks, even this week, like each day that has passed, like yesterday, I finally accepted the fact that IDEs are going to be a thing for me, and maybe anti-gravity is my new operation station, for everything I'm doing. And it's man, we're here. And again, once Google hit, once they showed up in April with all their product drops, it's like, oh, okay. That they are what we thought they were. They're here to play. They should play. They've been doing it long. And now it's like, okay, guys, we're ready to take over. And we think we can take over without being without antitrust and all the usual things that they gotta worry about because there's enough competition out there. But damn, I'm seeing it everywhere. From people who have been hardcore GPTers,
listen, that's me.
It's both of you. It's both of you guys. And I've been on the sidelines with Claude. Still some cool stuff happening there. But that was interesting. Just listened to, started listening to the last moonshots today. And, Claude and Anthropic, they are taking the lane of enterprise and security. And, they're mentioning 70 or 80 million in revenue, and 17 million, sorry, billion. It's, million.
Right.
17 billion in cash flow in 28. And it's because of that lane, which does not necessarily compete with Google.
Oh, no.
And GPT is it's going to be interesting.
It's the exact opposite, if I'm being honest with you, because here's the thing. Here's how my human brain worked this morning. Nano Banano Pro. What's that going to cost? Then I get into Gemini and it's like, try it now. And I'm like, woohoo. Let's go. Let's try. You mean it's not going to cost me anything else to be more awesome?
Nope.
Okay. You see, there's a way different dynamic. Anyway, I'll shut up. I have some things to say, but.
Well, that's the thing. I have the IDE, right? Anti-gravity IDE. I don't even know what it stands for. Developer something, environment, maybe. And I've already had several sessions where I use Gemini 3 Pro high, right? Instead of low, I hit a limit, right? And then last night I switched to Claude 4.5 and I haven't connected any of my Claude accounts right? And I was working for a long time, ended up hitting that limit. By the time I hit that limit, I could go back to Gemini 3 Pro. And I'm like, when do I have to pay for this?
Like, right.
When is that going to happen?
Like, right. We've gone from, this is the best day for me. Mm-hmm. To be honest. Like, well, I mean, 2 days ago was the best day, but still, this is the best week in AI, like, thus far. This week represents zero-cost development week.
Mm.
So, like, leading up to now has been really close. By the way, thank you, Anthropic. Shout out. Appreciate it. You extended my credit. Totally understand why. I'm trying to burn through it as fast as I can. I'm really busy with work. Google Anti-Gravity is, if you've used IDEs before, it's just better in like every way possible. And the only thing that I love more than the way in which the platform operates is how it welcomes you to the platform with the question of, do you want to do all the coding? Do you want to work side by side with our agent? Or do you want to just let our agent do all the coding and you just tell it what to do? Of course, I'll just let the agent code and I'll tell it what to do, which allows it to go on turbo mode, which means it'll just run its own command lines and you don't have to do any of that stuff. It is literal Fantasia. Just do, 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 you make this component, right? And it's like, you're just sitting back watching this thing throw stuff together, throw pages together, throw components together, bring in all sorts of module libraries, install everything for you, plug everything in, and then poof, here's your preview window. Take a look. What do you think?
See, I have so bad FOMO right now. Chris, I can't wait till next week.
We're going to get you in.
Like, up until this point, like, I've leaned on the designer side of who I am and the writer side. So it's been all about the words. It's been all about the graphics. And honestly, like, there's been this thing over the last week, 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks of like, man, I really want to get into the coding side of this so I can take all the graphics and the words that I'm building and like get them out to the world quicker. And so I can't wait to like dive into that and hopefully be able to have a streamlined way where I could be working in Anti-Gravity and be like, now push that to my site. Just make this live, like make this new page live. Like I want to get to that point because can I be honest with you? Like we're sitting here and we're talking about like Gemini versus ChatGPT hype or not hype. Guys, I took the Superhuman Framework last night, which I had been battling internally. If I wanted to be a personal growth framework, if I wanted to be a framework for marketing, if I wanted to be a framework for HR, I've talked about all those, by the way, online. But then in my brain, it's like, well, what about sales? And what about service? And what about leaders? And like, how do I make this an organization framework? We built it last night. I have every page for every department. And Google Gemini literally, it even mapped out this table for each one, which is like for service, like here's what purpose, passion, persistence, love means. Here's where they are. Here's where they're trying to get to. Like in each independent pillar and cornerstone. And I couldn't stop. So I kept on going. I go, you know what? I'm supposed to go to bed. But yeah. Gemini, let's do one more. Let's do one more, Gemini. I need you to knock this out of the park. Can we do the Superhuman Framework for pastors? Oh, my God. It just did it. And I'm like, I need to get this on a site now. I would have not slept last night if I could vibe code my app and launched it to the world. Because now there's this huge resource. Because when I say we built the site, I asked Gemini to build the site map. I asked Gemini to build the contact us page, the about us page, the pillar pages, the first 25 blogs from a content strategy standpoint. Like I have an entire like, and literally Gemini goes, George, you're ready to launch. Do you want to launch this? Like that's the prompt that we got to at the end that it was talking. So I'm like, okay, so my weekend is wrecked because I want to move every one of my like, stock photography project to like a gem, my like spiritual side of business and life project to a gem. I want to see like what happens if I bring what I already have into this ecosystem. It just anyway,
yeah.
So like what Chris is already there, but I want to get Chris's reaction when I tell him this because I know what George's reaction is going to be. And let me tell you, it only took Chris less than a week, George. It took him one day. And one day he went from, I don't really know. Okay, let me kind of mess around with this to like, hey man, I was up until like 3 a.m. last night. Like in the same day. It wasn't like from that day. And we went through, I think it took us, for everybody that's listening, it took us tops 2 hours.
Yeah.
Tops. Yeah. To go through. Here's what this is. Here's how it works. Here's what GitHub is, which took me a long time to figure out. But like, hey, here's what GitHub is. Here's how it works. Here's how you like work back and forth with pull requests so you don't overlap and stuff like that, you know, head on. Now, what if I told you, George, if you learn GitHub, that you can put your files in a Git repo and then you can access them with any model you want.
Yeah.
So you can have a gem and you can tie the gem to your Git repo. You can have a Claude project and you can tie the Claude project to your Git repo. You can have a GPT project and you tie your GPT project to your Git repo.
Yeah.
AI. You can even have a Perplexity and tie Perplexity to your Git repo.
See, that's one I don't use. Interestingly enough, I don't use. Yeah. And interestingly, but
AI enabled document like governance.
Yeah.
Like I'm super excited about, I'm getting there. And that's where it is. Like what Nico's talking about is a couple Sundays ago, like just unlocking the connection. Like the stack is, you know, basically was Claude Code.
Yeah.
GitHub, Vercel. Right. And the understanding the workings of Vercel and GitHub is where I was like, you know what? That's not me. I'm not there. Meanwhile, I have been wanting this flow since like the beginning of the year. I think I was hopeful and probably like, you know, because I like HubSpot and I want to do CMS work there.
Yeah.
I know that was a part of like, oh, just let me wait until basically that flow can work with HubSpot.
Yeah.
Yes. But now the relationship with HubSpot is probably going to be way better because I can access the API, like all that stuff that I like joke about not knowing anything about. I really don't know anything about, just that I know that it exists.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And the ability, what has been unlocked, right, is almost all mindset because as I work with the auto coding tools and I say, this is what I want. And in the beginning, and they would suggest things like both GitHub Copilot and Claude Code would be like, oh yeah, well to do that automation, to auto ingest stuff from YouTube, like you're wanting, we can set up a GitHub workflow. And I'm like, whoa, I don't know. I don't want to go that sounds like I'm going to break shit. And but then like the third time it suggested, I'm like, all right, let's go. Let's try it. Oh, you need my API key? I know how to make one of those. Oh, where do I put it? I put it right here. Oh, you're good now. Oh, we got 11 YouTube videos on the page now that I didn't have to touch.
Oh, it's right? Like, oh, we're done. Oh, okay.
And that, what that unlocked is.
I like that, George.
That layer of automation that can go right next to HubSpot.
Yeah.
Like, just this cycle of wow.
So here's where my brain goes, right? And then I also want to show you guys something because it's freaking stupid. it's just stupid. Because it shows mere mortal humans. And that's what I want to talk about here in a second. Mere mortal humans being superhuman because they're augmenting themselves with AI. Okay. But here's where my brain goes is like, historically, we'd be like, superhuman framework. We're going to launch that Q1 of next year. I look at what we're talking about and it's like, we're going to launch that Q1 of Saturday. Like the first quarter, the first, 6 hours of Saturday, we're going to go ahead and launch that. And that's where we're at. Like if you're an organization and you're watching this or you work for an organization where you're still talking about Q1, Q2, Q3, and you're not talking about tomorrow. Like, I'm just saying. Like if your competitors are paying attention to this a fraction more than you are, they will decimate you with the amount of amazing stuff that they can put online for their and your customer base. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to just get the gun out. Let the race begin.
Yeah.
To who wants to be the best human and the best organization adding the most amount of value to the planet. Because that's who's going to win moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That comes back to when we went to the AI summit in June, Nico, like the moat is speed and innovation.
Time and to first value, Chris. I said that to you a couple weeks ago. Time to first value.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, it's so beautiful when people inside of an organization get the speed part and apply it to things that are supposed to take longer, like process management and updating process and quality systems, like the stuff that has been built off of quarterly and annual schedules. So because of that, we don't make the improvements. We push them out. We'll just add it to the list, right? And we'll get to it. We'll get to it eventually. When you just remove that, I can't wait till our loop marketing conversation on Monday, George, because the hack is, in my opinion, and this came from Gary V's book last year, Day Trading Attention, right? Basically, this is the game, and the hack is if you just decide to show up every day with value, like hitting your priorities, it forces you out of this mode of where this quarterly schedule, this campaign schedule, whatever we've been built on is truth, because it's not. And it forces you to innovate processes that will support you showing up every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that has to include AI. Because that's the only way you get to the speed and scale. But when you can ask it for help here, it is like the Iron Man suit, however you want to put it, like, right? We're not built to do it like this on our own, right? And until you can break free from that quarterly planning schedule, you will never get here if that is your timetable.
Chris, I got so excited. I muted myself and I muted you. So here's the deal. Show my screen because I want to show how just stupid this is, because it's mere mortal humans. Okay. And I couldn't wait. So I'm like nano banana pro. And I didn't go into the ultra photo realistic like versions. I was like, I just want to see what you can do. So this is our sidekick strategy, like our little dude that we're moving forward with like 2026, and he's going to be on the site and it's going to be the way that we're using AI creatively, and we've got different poses, and I literally made him do like YouTube, like shock and awe poses and pointing and stuff. So like, that's our dude. So I just said, turn this into a crazy comic book page. Any human can say that. Am I a prompt engineer? No, I'm a person using the English language in words. Right. And so it gives me this, and I'm like, close. It's not Superboy, but I didn't give it any context to begin with. So I'm not expecting much. So I go, hey, this is our sidekick strategy sidekick. Can we call him Sidekick versus Superboy? And he's a marketing and HubSpot superhero. Please try again. Because by the way, justice has arrived. Unbelievable power. It's him. Which then to Chris, I'm like, oh God, that's Lord Lack. I didn't know that was great Lord Lack. And so then I come in here, and so it's Sidekick versus Superboy, and I'm like, no, close, but no, pal, Sidekicks, like a marketing superhero, no, and right, and I'm like, oh God, this is okay. We're getting there. HubSpot has arrived. Wee, like I'm like, okay. So then I'm like, hang on. Can we make this? Oh, it's supposed to be slight change, but Superboy to Lord Lack. Look, I'm even spelling shit wrong. Can I just tell everybody? I'm spelling almost all of this wrong because I'm so excited and I'm in a frenzy because I'm in the middle of a podcast typing stuff as we're talking. But now all of a sudden we've got Sidekick versus Lord Lack. Lord Lack, prepare for HubSpot. Oh my God. Like, pow, crash, whoosh. Sidekick wins. Sidekick. Oh my God. So then I'm like, okay, let's pump for the fences. Now, give me the full character of Lord Lack, the guy you have drawn at the bottom left, please. Ladies and gentlemen, I have not even looked at this yet. This was the last prompt before I got all excited, muted myself, muted Chris, all that stuff. Oh, my God. Like, what? There's Lord Lack, ladies and gentlemen. He is officially born. I will figure out how to make him into a character. He will start to appear in different places. But, like, I'm just
happy he's got a beard. I can do that.
There you go. Like, so out of this and like what, maybe 20, 30 words. Mm-hmm. And also we get to this. If I actually sat down for 30 minutes, you know what I could do? I could create a kick-ass marketing campaign that would decimate my competition. I'm just saying.
Yep.
I'm just saying. Please pay attention, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, it's like, I don't know, the entire landscape to me has just shifted dramatically. I mean, we were talking about how different like this, the end of this year was going to be, how different December was going to make things. You know, seeing what's out now, it's like, man, I look at the spring and I was thinking about what you said yesterday or the other day, Chris, about we're at a level where whatever we need, the model's acceptable. It can do it for anything like white collar. There's not a white collar problem you could give me that could not be solved with one of these models. It doesn't exist. Now, science, you know, math, all the kind. All right. That's why they are taking it to the next level. They are not taking it to the next level so that you can get your spreadsheet cross comparison done in a faster amount of time. They don't care about you. They're using your money, which is great. Thank you for helping the rest of us. But they are trying to, I don't know, solve Alzheimer's, solve dementia, solve cancer, solve unsolvable problems, right? In the majority of cases, we're basically looking at research that's like 50, 60, 100 years from now, like we are technically, scientifically time traveling.
Yeah.
The future and then bringing it to the present. And that's why like this stuff feels so shocking, because every 3 to 4 months, we can go deeper into the future. We can go even further and we can pull back even more than we knew before.
Yeah.
And I know that like, With everything that's dropped lately, and even with anti-gravity, unfortunately, Chris, Codex 5.1 Pro also dropped yesterday. And from what I understand, it is quite the beast. Definitely. I haven't seen Gemini 3 in an IDE yet. So when I do, it'll be a real, really nice head-to-head to see who can build the same app better. Basically.
So can I be a dick for a second?
Please do.
Because, Nico, you're saying all that stuff. It's like curing cancer and 100 year of problems. And I'm like, oh, sweet. So we won't have marketing and sales silos anymore. This is amazing. The unsolvable problem for the last 30 years, we'll actually be able to fix this. Woohoo!
Well, and I mean, when you think about it, right? To me, when you talk about solving the marketing sales problem, you hit on something that me and Chris also heard about this past summer, which was each person owning the role from start to finish.
Mm.
So instead of it being sales that talks to customer, that then talks to service, who then talks to GTM, who then talks to services RevOps, it's just RevOps, because that's what was going to end up happening anyway. And so now RevOps has the full picture of who the client is, where they're coming from, what problem they're trying to solve. More importantly, the expert is in the room when the problem is getting described to be able to tell the client whether or not the solution's even possible. As opposed to sales, oh yeah, we can do anything. And then service, and then gets to RevOps, and they're like, so I guess you're going to have to invent something new because I've never even seen that before. So
it's interesting because where my brain goes, and Chris, share my screen for more second because I got to show you guys, this is just ridiculous. Okay. Where my brain goes when you say that, Nico, is I sit here as a business owner, mm-hmm. and I go, historically, I've been told to hire a pro in sales. I've been mm-hmm. told to hire a pro in marketing. I think who I want to hire in the future is solopreneurs who have done it all. And I can just have rooms full of solopreneurs who can do the whole journey themselves, but then we can do the whole journey together as like the Borg, if you will. Okay, let me do this. Check this out. So remember, I started with this style, right? Because this is the style that we use on our website. And I turned it into a comic book. So then we got to this cool comic book character, which is Lord Lack. And I'm like, well, but wait, this isn't my website style. So then I said, hey, can you actually just make Lord Lack in the same style as this character? Because then I want to be able to replicate him and use him on the website. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Lord Lack will have his own page on Psychic Strategies by the weekend's over.
Have you touched Gemini like beyond like images, or is it just?
Oh right. Yeah, he has. Yeah.
Okay, so
look at so here. Look,
just question.
Yeah,
does it not feel now? And you've used them all, so you know too. And I know how insulting this might sound to other people. I don't care. You're listening to somebody who has had extensive conversations with Claude that would blow, like, just bend your mind sideways. So is Gemini, doesn't it feel like the most natural extension?
So here's why I think that is. Because I think what they've done without maybe even telling us is they're using our entire Google Drive as the brain of the system and how it works with us. Because in my Google Drive, I have all the spiritual side of life articles. I have all of the Beyond Your Default transcripts. I have all of the – and so it can look at all of the things that – and this is going to sound freaky as shit for a lot of people. But all the things that make up George B. Thomas Psychic Strategies digitally, because it's literally sitting in my drive. And so when I actually started this conversation, by the way, let me just blow your mind for a second. When I started this conversation, I wanted to do my due diligence. And by the way, yes, it's going to take me a while to get to the top. But I wanted to do my due diligence because I literally asked it, hey, I want you to help me do this thing. And the first thing I want to know, sorry for everybody who's watching me doom scroll this. The first thing I want to know is, do we need to do any deep research so that you have the knowledge to work on the thing that we need to work on? And it basically said, no, I know what. Okay, so look, I want you to help me build out my superhuman framework that is the four cornerstones and 10H pillars. First, just let me know if you know what the cornerstones and 10H pillars are. Nothing else yet, because I want to make sure we're having the right conversation. And then, yes, these are the cornerstones and pillars. What I'd like to do is create a framework for multiple humans. So imagine superhuman framework leaders, HR, marketing, sales. Yes, I clearly understand your vision, blah, 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 blah. And so then I literally ask it, like, should we do this, like, research? And it's like, we don't need to do research. Let's go. And so it literally starts, like, giving me the stuff and, like, popping this out. I said, well, start with leadership. Guys, I got to this point right here and said, oh, shit. Purpose. Yeah. Leading with a North Star. It isn't about hitting Q4 numbers. It's about why the organization exists, from managing tasks to leading a mission. And for each of them, by the way, we have this table, which I can export to a sheet. Anyway, yeah. I'll stop. I know we're probably over time. But no, yeah. it felt immediately like, I got you, boo.
Right. And of course, because unless you're one of those individuals who are like, oh, I don't like Google or I don't like Chrome, I can't use that. I'm going to go over here and like hide over here. Or I'm in an organization that's Microsoft and I can't touch any of that. Google almost guaranteed has the most context on you.
Yeah.
And the most context on the free world.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it was only a matter that feels inevitable, right? Where you jump in and think if you would have been able to build your clone out in this environment, George, where all of the work to get to your clone was you curating, like context.
Oh.
Now it's going to get easier and easier to not have to do that. And mm-hmm. again, it's this trust spectrum of, do we know that's happening? And if we trust that that's happening, we will ask less questions and we will hit that agent lead, whatever button as much as we can.
Here's the other thing that my brain goes to. And then I know that we're over. So we've got to
wrap.
But if you understand that Gemini is using your Google Drive, then you want your Google Drive to be as organized and cleanly as it can be, so that you're now basically creating the neurosynapsis of the brain that you know the thing is using in conjunction with the bigger model. And so, like, one of the things that I've been thinking about is like, I keep all of my historical Zoom meetings on an external drive. Maybe I'm just going to go ahead and put that in Google Drive and throw all my transcripts into a folder moving forward, because then it would have access to all of my HubSpot training transcripts. And the amount of George B. Thomas knowledge, I want to swear right there so bad. Anyway, I'll shut up. We got to go.
We do. And we appreciate you, Chad, for stopping by. It was a great wrap to the week as far as AI is concerned. But yeah, it's time for the update show. Thanks, Nico. Thanks, George. We'll see you next time.
See you guys.
Bye.